Is Jesus the Father? A line-upon-line study of God's identity? Introduction. Understanding who Jesus truly is requires more than reading one verse. Scripture teaches that doctrine must be built carefully and systematically, comparing verse with verse. The Biblical Method of Studying Scripture. Isaiah 28:9-10, KJV. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little, and there a little. This teaches doctrine is revealed piece by piece. We must compare Scripture with Scripture. We cannot form doctrine from isolated verses. Paul agrees, 1 Corinthians 2:13, KJV. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Jesus also said, John 5:39, KJV, search the Scriptures. They are they which testify of me. Using this biblical method, we now search the Scriptures to answer, does the Bible teach that Jesus is the Father? 1. The Bible says there is only one Father, and the Father is the Creator. Malachi 2:10, KJV. Have we not all one Father? Hath not one God created us? Why do we deal treacherously every man against his brother, by profaning the covenant of our fathers? This establishes only one Father, only one Creator, not two fathers, not two creators. The Father alone is the Creator. 2. The New Testament says Jesus created all things. Hebrews 1:10, KJV. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. Hebrews 1:8 shows this is spoken to the Son, Jesus. So, the Father created all things, Malachi 2:10. Jesus created all things, Hebrews 1:10. Therefore, Jesus is the Father in his divine identity. There cannot be two creators. 3. The Father is Spirit and Jesus is that same Spirit. John 4:24, KJV. God is a Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The Father equals Spirit. Now read 2 Corinthians 3:17, KJV. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The Bible does not say it. The Lord works with the Spirit. The Lord is similar to the Spirit. It says, the Lord is that Spirit. Therefore, Jesus is the Father in Spirit form. One God. One Spirit. One Father revealed in the Son. 4. Jesus says the Father sends the Comforter, Holy Spirit. John 14:26, KJV. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Truths revealed, the Father sends the Holy Ghost. He sends it in Jesus' name. The Holy Ghost equals the Comforter. This shows you that it is all one, not three separate. The Father works through the Son. The Father's Spirit comes in Jesus' name because Jesus is the Father's revealed name. John 5:43. 5. Jesus says he sends the Comforter. John 15:26, KJV. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. Some people claim, if Jesus sends the Spirit from the Father, then Jesus cannot be the Father. But Scripture says otherwise. I will send equals Jesus is the sender. Jesus clearly says, I will send. He is the one doing the sending, not three persons, not two persons. Matches John 14:18. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Jesus sends the Comforter because the Comforter is his own Spirit. From the Father refers to the divine Spirit inside Jesus. Jesus explained this himself. John 14:10, KJV. The Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. So, from the Father means from the divine Spirit inside Jesus, not from a second divine person in heaven. Which proceedeth from the Father proves the Spirit is the Father. The Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father when not from a separate person. Why? Because the Father is the Spirit, John 4:24. Jesus is that Spirit, 2 Corinthians 3:17. The Father dwells in him, John 14:10. Thus, Jesus sends the Spirit because it is the Father's Spirit, His own Spirit. Analogy: sent from the Father does not mean a different person. Imagine you order something for someone on Amazon. You choose the item. You pay for it. You press place order. When it arrives, the box says, from Amazon. But everyone knows you are the sender. Amazon is only the source that delivers it. Amazon is not a second person acting independently of you. Now apply this to John 15:26. Jesus says, I will send. He is the sender. The Spirit comes from the Father and from the divine source. And the Father dwells inside Jesus, John 14:10. So, Jesus sends the Spirit. The Spirit comes from the Father. Because the Father's Spirit is inside Jesus, just like you send the package. But it comes from Amazon. Likewise, Jesus sends the Spirit. It comes from the Father, because the Father, the Spirit, is inside him. John 15:26 actually proves oneness. Combine the facts, Jesus sends the Spirit. The Spirit proceeds from the Father. There is one Spirit, Ephesians 4:4. Jesus is that Spirit, 2 Corinthians 3:17. The Father dwells in Jesus, John 14:10. Therefore, Jesus sends the Spirit because the Father's Spirit is His Spirit. Jesus is the Father in divine identity, sending His own Spirit to His people. This is exactly what Jesus meant when He said, John 14:18, KJV, I will come to you. Conclusion: when Scripture is studied line upon line, the identity of Jesus becomes unmistakably clear. Malachi 2:10, one Father, one Creator. Hebrews 1:10, Jesus is the Creator. Jesus is the Father. John 4:24, God is Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:17, Jesus is that Spirit. Jesus is the Father as Spirit. John 14:26, the Father sends the Spirit in Jesus' name. John 15:26, Jesus sends the Spirit from the Father. One Spirit, one God, one divine identity. Everything points to one truth. Jesus is the Father in His divine nature, the Son in His human nature, and the Holy Spirit in His indwelling presence. This is why Scripture calls Him, in Isaiah 9:6, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Jesus is not one person of three. He is the one true God revealed in flesh.